question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary with you now for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
There's a lot to think about when you travel, and none of us want to be the kind of traveler who thinks, it's never going to happen to me. But the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
It really does. And whether it's going to be your upcoming spring break travels, maybe it's a birthday or anniversary excursion, or an important business trip that just can't be missed, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, when you travel or go out to dinner, do the AAA Diamond Ratings influence your decision on places to stay or restaurants that you dine in? Back in 1937, AAA first began inspecting lodgings and restaurants. Then in 1963, they moved to assigning ratings from good to outstanding. And 43 years ago, in 1977, for AAA's 75th Diamond Anniversary, the ratings became known as the AAA Diamond Rating System for lodgings, and they added diamonds for restaurants in 1989. For 2020, they've updated their reporting criteria again. And to share all the specifics with us, holding on that show hotline for our personal connection segment today is Stacy Barber, AAA Executive Director for Travel.
Hello, Stacy. Mary and I welcome you to RM World Travel.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to have an opportunity to talk to you today.
Well, we appreciate it very much. You know, during the break, we were talking about you joining us, and I think it's important for us to start off by saying that for more than 80 years now, many travelers have relied on the trusted AAA ratings and reviews, but you recently changed the longtime Diamond Rating Program, and we want to delve into that with you today. So tell us, what prompted the overhaul of the program, and how do you believe it's going to benefit travelers?
Well, as you mentioned, we have been doing it for over 80 years, and with everything, members' expectations continue to evolve rapidly, even more so today in a digital world. So really the impetus of why we changed the program and started looking at it is we want to make sure that what we're doing today is still as relevant as it was 80 years ago. So we looked at the criteria. We wanted to make sure that we provided a tool for our members that can not only use online reviews, but also how do they use the diamond designations in conjunction with the reviews to make sure that they're making the best choice for them when they're planning and booking their trips.
So, and I want to emphasize, from what we understand, this program is going to remain backed by professionally trained inspectors, right, Stacy?
Absolutely. We are never going to stray from that inspector, that professionalism that we have. The voice of the expert is the foundation of our AAA Diamonds program. We want to make sure that we are looking at things that your everyday person doesn't. So when they do come into one of those diamond designated properties, that we have the safety, security, and trust and the stamp of AAA behind it.
Which I think fellow travelers love. I know we do. It immediately eliminates potential bias. It's wonderful. All right. So give us a couple of examples of how the program has changed, Stacy, and in what areas will it be different?
So first and foremost, we really shifted the paradigm. We wanted to remove the correlation of a designation and how it's similar to an online review, because the truth is they're vastly different. So we removed the 1 through 5 designations or ratings, as we previously called them, and really started moving them towards a diamond designation. We also removed the 1 to 5 previous ratings and have approved 3, 4, and 5 diamond designations as well. So we believe those changes are going to be very important for our members to understand that it's not, do I look at the diamond rating or do I look at an online review? The truth of the matter is you really need to look at both of those to make sure that you're making the right decision for you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, because I want to talk about that a little bit with you, because when you talk about the specific diamonds, if you will, I think they can be a little confusing in whether it's a hotel or a restaurant. You know, I'd say it's safe to assume that everyone listening right now, we all know what a 5-diamond location is, whether we've stayed there or not, because that's your best. So we can certainly envision that. But when we get into the 4-diamond or the 3-diamond, or what I like to actually call the 2-diamond, I know you actually call it approved, you know, I want you to try to explain a little bit to people tuned in right now across the country how they can decipher these differences.
That's a great question. And first and foremost, I think it's really important for everyone listening to understand each property, whether it's an approved 3, 4, or 5, goes through a very rigorous inspection process. So we actually have approximately 2,000 properties that fail the inspection every year. So that is a really key component and foundation to the program. And as you move up in the Diamond designation schema, it's really about the amount of amenities that they have, luxury such as linens, curtains, those small details that really add to the experience, and then just the overall customer service and what they have to offer at the properties for our members.
Okay, I'm not sure why it surprised me, but I did find it interesting that the AAA Diamond program has more restaurants ranked than hotels. It's not considerably more. I think it was something like 30,000 restaurants and 27,000 hotels. I'm also curious, why do you think in the hotel category, 3 Diamond currently has the most rankings, while in the restaurant category, it's the approved designation ranking that's ranked highest by far?
Well, that's a great question. We actually have a little bit more than what you mentioned. We do have more properties approved than restaurants, mm-hmm. But they are very similar in how we approach them, right? So first, for restaurants, we are not trying to be foodies. We are looking at in very similar criteria of the safety and quality of the restaurant, the location, the courtesy of the staff, the presentation of the food. And at the property, we're looking at very similar things. How does the overall property look? What are the things that add those additional enhancements at the properties? So because of that, I think it's really important to understand the correlation between the two.
Interesting, because the numbers that we're seeing, we're showing that you have, as Mary said, it was about 60,000 in the group, and we're showing about 30,000 restaurants and 27,000 of the hotels. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to verify that. So thanks. So, you know, when the 2020 rankings were just released, you know, I'd love to know, did anything jump out to you, Stacey, either in the hotel or restaurant categories, frankly? And I'm asking you the question because, you know, for me, when I looked at them, the first thing that jumped out to me was how hard it is to actually earn a 5-diamond status because, you know, we're talking very small percentages that are there.
About 0.4% of all of our inspected and approved properties are 5-diamond. It goes through a very rigorous process in addition to the individual inspector that goes out there. It also goes in front of an entire panel to review the inspection to make sure that it is hitting it on all cylinders. So we have actually 186 5-diamond properties that made the list this year. We have approximately 1,800 properties that made the 4-diamond list. So out of the totality of the 60,000 properties that we have inspected and approved, it's a very small percentage overall that received the 4- and 5-diamond designations.
Okay. Stacey, if someone in our audience was interested and they're listening today and becoming an inspector, what's required and how can they go about making that happen?
Sure. So what they would do is they would apply for an open position at AAA.com on the career section. They would go through a very rigorous screening process of our director of the AAA Diamond program along with other regional managers that we have. And if they were brought on, they would go through a very specified training. They would do a lot of ride-alongs. They would meet with the industry before they would actually be able to become a full-fledged inspector.
Okay. And how many inspectors?
We have 30 inspectors that cover the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and Caribbean.
Well, they are busy.
They are
traveling a lot, which we love on a national travel show for sure. Last thing I'm going to ask you, so you made the changes, as we talked about, to set up the interview. And I'm curious right now, what's the reaction been from the industry? What's the reaction been from, let's say, other fellow travelers? And what are you hearing as far as the buzz internally at AAA regarding them?
Well, everyone has been extremely excited about the changes. We made sure that as we went through this process and revamping of this Diamond program, that we included our members. We did this with them in mind. We had a lot of focus groups. We also worked with the industry as we went through every point of this recalibration of the AAA Diamond program because we want to make sure that we're serving both the industry and our members to the best of our ability. So we've heard nothing but positive things, that it's becoming relevant again and people are starting to understand that you use the Diamonds in conjunction with verified online reviews. AAA has a great program called Voice of the Member where we're able to seek online reviews from AAA members So we're able to provide them with a 360 holistic view of a property.
Well, Stacy, listen.
It's really to change.
Thank you very much, folks. If you want to check out and get more information, just AAA.com/diamonds. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay, Stacy?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Stacy. You too.
All right. Just hit the release button, Mary and Stacy Barber. Enjoy the conversation with her. Hopefully, we've educated everybody a little bit on what's going on with AAA. Right now, it is time for us to pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. But don't go anywhere, everyone. There's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.